All right, welcome everybody to the Health Ranger Report broadcast. This is a special podcast. I've got a really awesome guest for you today, someone that is first time on our show, but he is known across the country as the Megaphone Marine. He's Dr. Cordy Williams. He has a chiropractic practice in Carlsbad, California, but more importantly, he's the founder of 1776foreverfree.com. That's 1776foreverfree.com. Dr. Williams, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, Mike, it's an honor. You've been a patriot for years and been doing amazing work. I've heard about you for years. It's an honor to be on, and yeah, I feel so privileged.
Well, it's great to have you here. I've seen your videos. You were out there raising some hell, I think. So give people a little bit of background about what your organization is all about and why you chose to do this and you know, take all the heat that you're taking.
Yeah, well, you know, I've had death threats. I've had bad Yelp reviews. We've had, you know, literally where we've had to have Marines with AR-15s at my office, and we've had hit pieces by Politico and BuzzFeed and every possible organization you can imagine. And when the COVID scam or the Sleepy Joe virus started in May, in March, and then it wasn't 2 weeks to slow the spread. Somewhere in April, my wife, Mama Bear, just got, you know, the Commandant, as I call her. She got irritated and fired up and said, "Hey, honey, we need to start going out and doing protests."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Babe, I'm a former Marine. I don't do protests." That's crazy, right? And so we felt our backs up against the wall, and I just felt that oath I took that I'll defend all enemies, foreign and domestic. I just really take that to heart. And we found ourselves on the third rally to be up in Sacramento and spent basically hours on May 1st. It was a Saturday, seeing people thrown to the ground, handcuffed, riot gear police came out, Adolf Newsom pulled the permits the night before. And I just got PO'd, and I turned my hat backwards, got on a megaphone, and just tried to talk to these guys about honor, courage, and commitment.
Yeah.
And after a few minutes, they stood down.
Wow. So what's it like trying to live under Governor Nuisance out there? I mean, this tyranny that California and New York and Seattle and other places have put on you. I mean, did you ever think you'd wake up in an America that's become a totalitarian regime?
No, I mean, it's disgusting, Mike. I mean, I was with Scott Pressler and we were doing a cleanup in San Francisco, and you see a gated community, which they don't believe in gates and walls, right? Because those don't work. Yeah. But there's a gated community, only the gated community is 100 bums and homeless people in tents that they're spending $5,000 on per bum unit, I guess you could say.
Right.
And they've got showers for them. There's, you know, fecal matter all over the streets, and people are shooting up with needles in broad daylight.
That's right.
So it feels a little bit like hell or communist China to me.
Yeah. Well, that's the direction they want to take it, obviously, with Democrats in charge. But I love the fact that you saw the problem and said enough is enough, because what we see is the normalization of these issues with so many people. They say, "Oh, well, we'll just get used to walking over homeless drug addicts on the streets instead of how do we solve this problem?" You know, they just want to get used to it. And that's not America, is it?
No, it's not. And I think you're right. If we can all suck on the government nipple, so to speak, related to getting our money back, taking our loan from our taxes because they're not letting us open our businesses because it's a 99.9% survival rate flesh-eating bacteria, right? Mm-hmm. It's just funny, the different levels of control, whether it be the facial condoms to, you know, what they're trying to do monetarily. I mean, you just see the control and the suppression, and it's like Slumdog Millionaire in a lot of these blue states.
Yeah, it is. So tell us about what your organization has in mind about solutions and really how to fight back against this, and also that how people can help support what you're doing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think the key there is of what you said, which was so powerful, is solutions, right? Because I don't think that as conservatives, I don't think we do that enough. I think we educate a lot, but what are we doing to move the needle? And I just got really fired up, and what we've started doing is we're teaching the Constitution. Doug Gibbs, that I know, is doing some great work with our friend Scott McKay, and Doug he's a 30-year American Heritage guy. We've done about 14 weeks of constitutional classes. We're starting yes, sir. We've been doing them for a long time. We're starting another series. We just did our first one last night, and then we're launching a product very soon that's going to teach people how to run for office. So a candidacy class. we're going to have another monthly kind of TED Talk format, 45 minutes where Doug and I just talk about, hey, what's going on with tyranny and Sleepy Joe? You know, anything he's doing unconstitutional, we're going to call him out. And our final product, which I'm really excited about, is going to be a database. And it's a database, you could call it a learning system, where blue-collar guys, red, white, and blue guys like you and I, whether they're in Florida, New York, Michigan, wherever across the country, they can click on a button and they know the how-to from start to finish to run for office. If there's an application, they can get it right at this site, click of a button. If there's something they gotta pay, click of a button. Everything's right there, from getting a platform to knowing how to mobilize a constituency. We're gonna have everything right there, and our super PAC is gonna change the fight at the local level. If we don't win at the local level, I don't think we win. Mike, I believe the battle is gonna be fought and won at the local level, because what we wanna do is educate them, save, equip, send, save them from the swamp, send them out with tools politically to fight battle, right?
Yes, yes.
So save, equip them with tools politically, and then send them out to battle. And we believe the sheriff's department, the city councils, water board of education, that's where we want to start with the super PAC, because it's going to be fought and won at the local level. I mean, San Diego County, we had 165 vacant seats.
That's crazy. Unopposed. Yeah.
Where the next Swalwell or Schumer or Pelosi just walks in to the U.S. Senate or the House.
Right. So you are at the battleground state, I would call it, California. If we concede California forever, then we've lost America, essentially. Because California, is so powerful, and they can rig all their local elections. So just like they did in 2018, remember how they stole all the conservative seats? And then they did the same thing in 2020 on a lot of other seats. So I'm glad that you're fighting right there in California. What can people do to help support you?
Well, you can go to 1776foreverfree.com, and whether you buy merchandise, whether you donate $5 on a reoccurring payment, any of those things, $5 is one less Haka Jaka mocha latte that would come from BLM bucks anyways.
Right.
That's $60 a year. We've done a lot of work with Awaken Church and Pastor Jurgen. We're in talks with them. But fundraising is key, because if we can't donate our time and our money at this point, Mike, what are we doing? I got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old at home, and I get fired up about this stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm a former Marine man, and I told my wife early on, if somebody tries to come for my kid, tries to jab them or tell me I got to put something in their body that I don't want to, I'm ready to go to war. And that's where we're at. The constitutional infringements, the censorship, what's happening to guys like you and me, it's just, we can't have it anymore. We've got to rally together.
Well, you mentioned, mandatory vaccines as a possibility. Of course, California already has SB 277 in place. And I would say California and New York is where the vaccine mandates are being pushed most aggressively. You've got two young kids. How are you going to protect them from a complicit criminal governor who's in the back pocket of Big Pharma? And you have the state senator, Richard Pan, who's also another pharma puppet. How are you going to protect your kids from those tyrants in your state?
Well, homeschool and Jesus. Right.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is going to be the Second Amendment, if we have to go there. And I'm not inciting violence, but it is an amendment I like a lot. And I know you like it, too. But
you can tell by what I'm wearing.
Yes, I can. You have a nice there's a gun show happening right now, viewers. I'll just tell you that. It's great. But I think that, I would never move. I don't think I would ever move, because there's so many people moving.
It's
like, are we just going to give up? Is that what we do? Jesus flipped over tables, but there's a time to hand out Bibles and there's a time to stick a boot up somebody's keister. And I think we're at that pivotal point where moms and dads and people just need to lean in. You can't say anymore, oh, I don't know how to run for office, or I'm not a speaker. That's hogwash. I mean, you didn't know how to wipe your tail at one point. You figured that out. So let's lean in together and let's get these seats filled.
Yeah, that's really good information for nationwide wisdom. So tell me about your chiropractic practice. That's active right now, correct?
It is.
You see patients every day.
It is. Well, since day one, we've been open. And it's funny, the Jewish Caucus of California came out against me because I like to say Adolf Newsom, and they think that that's anti-Semitic, which I find that.
No, yeah. That's anti-Semitic.
Right, exactly, right? That's what I said. So the Sacramento Bee was hysterical. They did a front page thing on me as this, and they disclosed my PPP information and my EID all information for my practice, which has nothing to do with my stance for freedom and my separate nonprofit. But they went there, and the following day after, you know, the Jewish caucus came out, they did a full press conference about me and Orrin Heatley and I.
Really?
Literally, there were two investigations into some claims made against me. So the state, I have two pretty big things that, according to my attorney, should have been gone 8 months ago. That Adolf is kind of coming after Cordy Williams right now.
Yeah, well, this is what Democrats do, is they weaponize everything against their political enemies. So they're weaponizing probably license boards.
100%.
Right? Weaponizing the media and so on. And you're not alone, of course. They've done this against, you know, Dr. Simone Gold and Andrew Wakefield many years ago and many other people. So, you know, you're not alone, but I got to tell you, your courage and the fact that you're standing up is a very important example to teach others how to stand up and fight.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike. I got heroes like you, though. Seriously, like studs, like you, Scott. There's so many guys out there that are leveling up and have been doing it for a long time. And I'm just somebody new that came on the scene that's saying, you know what? I can't imagine in America the last 14 months. And I know your viewers probably feel this way too. Like, I mean, I'd rather live in freedom. I'd rather die in freedom than live in tyranny.
Right.
You know, like the thought of just waking up and having this different America, I'm not going to go to a new normal, right? There is no new normal for me right now, living in this oppression. Yeah. I mean, because guys like you and me and your viewers, we got a Star of David on us almost.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. That's right. We are marked for destruction by the system. But how long did you serve in the Marines?
4 years, from 1998 to 2002. I went in straight out of high school.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Because you still look really young to me. I don't know how you.
I'm 5, right? I really do.
I don't know how you could. Because that's a long time ago, and it looks like you just got out of the Marines. You're so young.
Well, and, you know, I have to wear a shirt and tie to work half the time so people will take me seriously.
Right.
There's like, who's Doogie Howser telling me about my cancer, right? Or whatever, right?
That's funny.
So, it's kind of interesting. But, yeah, no, I went in at 18. I came from a kind of a broken home. My dad was, you know, kicked me downstairs and just really abusive guy. Funny because now he loves Jesus and I've got guardianship of him and he's got Parkinson's. But I went in at 18, didn't have a lot of self-confidence, didn't know what I was going to do. But, you know, God had always, and my dad, one great thing about my dad is he always taught us to respect the military.
Uh-huh.
And respect the flag.
Yes.
And so we would go to the USS Nimitz, USS Enterprise. And I remember him he didn't get through Paris Island. He basically got medically disqualified in the middle of his training. But we were taught as kids to adore Marines. And we did. But it seemed like this unreachable thing. And at 18, 17, 18, I just had nothing to lose. So after 5 weeks of arguing with my mom, I got her to sign the waiver to go in at 17 before my birthday.
Wow.
I went in, did delayed entry, and I was supposed to go in September. And remember the long bus ride and silence at night to Paris Island. And then I remember when the gas, guys will probably talk about when the door opens to the old school buses and you hear the ch-ch-ch.
Yeah.
And then the drill instructor just comes in and he destroys everybody on the bus. Yeah.
Wow. And what did you do in the Marines, if I may ask? What was your role?
Of course. Well, I never steal valor, so I was not Jason Bourne jumping out of helicopters or something.
Right,
I have friends
right.
like that, but that wasn't me. No, I was a supply and admin guy. I did at my first duty station, Quantico. I did a lot of admin type stuff. At my second duty station, 4th Marines and 3rd Recon and Camp Schwab, Okinawa, Japan.
Really?
I did more of a supply company support. My jobs were varied.
Yeah. Well, no matter what you do in the Marines, every Marine is also a warrior.
100%.
Everybody, even if you're at a supply desk, you got to be able to pick up a rifle, put rounds on target at 400 yards or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that makes us different. We're always weapons qualified.
That's right.
We're always shooting M16s. We're always training martial arts. It doesn't matter. Yeah. So in the infantry, they have a funny acronym called POGUE, Person Other Than Grunt. So my hard charger O3s out there will get a kick out of that. But I was definitely a POGUE. But now I'm trying to lean in because of all my buddies that came back from Iraq and Afghanistan. And that's another thing that motivates me in this fight.
In your practice, are you able to help a lot of veterans who suffered, you know, not just physical injuries, but obviously psychological trauma from time to time as well?
Yeah, it's a huge blessing, Mike. And I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of people don't know, with curve corrective X-ray specific chiropractic, you know, through the brainstem, we can stimulate dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, and then we also have, which are the love chemicals, parasympathetic nervous system. And then we also have ways of really getting into the subconscious, you know, stuff that probably looks a little weird on the surface. But then I have Bronze Star recipients, like, they'll say, "Doc, I don't know what the heck you did, but that's like, oh my gosh, you know, I feel amazing," right?
Yeah.
Yes, we are. And it's an honor to do it.
Well, you know, when I've trained with Marines, I've always taught them nutrition, and they've always appreciated it. And I think in chiropractic practice, aren't you constantly kind of nudging people in the direction of healthy choices with their food? And because Marines, I mean, let's face it, you come out of the Marines, you don't know anything typically about healthy eating, because that's not what you get in the Marines, right?
Yeah, it's like my friend Colonel Jeff Powers, that wrote the scathing letter to Roger Goodell in 2017, said. He said, "We're all Neanderthals. We really are. They're monkey see, monkey do, I see cave," right? Like we're very, very, you know, I always say, like, in the Army, they write with the crayons, we try to eat them, right? So yeah, we certainly do try to really, like, jump into nutrition.
Yeah.
You know, our thought is we want brain to spinal cord healing, because we've seen God just do a lot of healing when we're putting the Atlas at 31 degrees and the curve at 42 and the forward head at zero. But then after that, after the body's getting the proper nerve function to the organs, it's got to have the proper nutrition.
That's right.
And so I aspire to those same belief systems about, you know, we've got to drain that bucket. If health is a bucket, what are you putting into it?
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, I guess I don't mind saying this publicly, but when I first met you, the first thing I noticed is you have really good posture. So you,
thank you.
Yeah, I mean, and you're a chiropractor, so that makes sense. But you
it's
know,
not always true for all.
That's true. Yeah, watch it. And part of the reason I keep leaning here is I have a short cable, so I have to keep leaning here. So I'm all sideways, and here you are with perfect posture. Just because we're running this podcast like this, but you're obviously doing something right for yourself as well.
Well, we do a pre and post film, and you know, some of my colleagues are going to hate me for saying this, but I'm just going to follow along the lines of a hero of mine in chiropractic named Dr. Deed Harrison. Him and his family, Don Harrison, they have the most peer-reviewed research in all of chiropractic, like period. JAMA, like research articles for chiropractic biophysics.
Oh, really?
There's like 270 of them across the board in every major peer-reviewed published study there is. And so I'm a very big proponent of pre and post x-rays.
Uh-huh.
And Dr. Harrison, I'm not even certified in his technique, right, at all, but I aspire to some of those kind of ideas and a lot of the ideology that he aspires to.
Uh-huh.
And it's all about, if we're not doing pre and post x-rays,
how do you know the results?
How do we know anything?
Yeah.
Where are we adjusting, right?
Right.
And so that's one thing that kind of makes us different. But the other thing is, we adjust a certain way according to the x-rays, and then we put people on devices. Because, Mike, if I have a bone that's out of place and I move it into place, like for my teeth, for example, but I don't teach my teeth how to stay there, and I'm just using pliers,
right,
those teeth are going to keep going back out of place.
Exactly.
Unless we used braces. So we have systems that retrain the brain following the adjustment, things like something called a dental roll or standing traction that retrain the brain. And that, along with something called functional resistance stretching, is at 41, has not only given me a good spine and a good curve, but honestly prevented me from knee surgery again, because I had an ACL when I was 16.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Wow. So also, you know, x-rays, I try to teach people about this too. Today's X-ray technology is so advanced that there's very little radiation from X-rays. You get more radiation on a plane flight, right?
100%.
So when I'm at the dentist, you'll find this funny. When I'm at the dentist and they want to do an X-ray and they get ready to throw that X-ray mat on my chest, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I always say, please don't, because the fragrance chemicals on that damn thing are more toxic than the X-rays. So I don't want any mat. I don't want any X-ray shield because it smells like perfume.
So true.
Other people's perfume. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I don't want that on me. I'd rather have the X-rays. So, I mean, you ever had that conversation with patients about, hey, the X-rays, it's all digital now. It's super low exposure.
All
it's
the worth time. It. And yeah. They're hysterical.
Yeah.
And they have the BTD, the brain tumor device, called a cell phone, right by their ear.
Totally.
24/7.
Right.
And they freak out about a concentrated digital X-ray.
Right.
And I'm like, you would rather me go in there without knowing what I'm doing? And those are the people I tell them, okay, there's two doors. They're silver. You open them up and then it goes out to a parking lot, right? That's kind of what we tell them in a loving way. Because I'm like, I can't work with you if you don't want me to be specific.
Yeah, you got to be able to see what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I see a chiropractor regularly.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, yeah, always have.
I love that.
Yeah, I got a great chiropractor. I'm not going to mention his name because they would probably like protest his office or something.
Yeah, you never know what they'll do, right?
Yeah.
Graffiti, all sorts of stuff. I was talking to Dan Ball from OAN about when he was running for office. And he literally just did a small event at a local, I think Chinese place.
Yeah.
And of course the people in that area, they don't agree with our God-fearing, amazing red, white, and blue views. So what'd they do? Torched it with graffiti, vandalized it, doxed them all over online. So no, I totally get it. Totally get it.
Well, I'm glad that you're combining these two concepts of freedom for America, and also essentially health freedom, because being healthy is its own sense of freedom.
100% agree. I was actually talking about that the other day. Yeah. We're on point with that. Yeah.
Right. Because if you're diseased or disabled, you're not free. Now you're a prisoner to some system, which typically, even in the military, they put you on pharmaceuticals, right? Nobody likes to drug people more than the military, especially with psychological, right? Here, take these pills. You'll be fine. But it's not fine. You know?
No, and I can't tell you how many veterans I talk to, about that, and people that bring that up, and it's sickening, right? Because, when I've had all the conversations with the higher level brass that I know of, Colonel Powers, a good friend of mine, we want to make our soldiers and our Marines, we want them to be mission ready. And how are they mission ready if we're doping them up with all these toxins?
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's, I heard about the aspartame in the water years ago that Cheney put in there and all the different things that go into these just untested vaccines, right?
Yeah, especially the military.
$4 billion, $2 to $4 billion is in the vaccine court, as you know, but they're safe and effective. And we've never done a double blind placebo trial on any of it.
That's right. That's right. Well, the military could learn a lot from people like you. So keep your voice active. Keep doing what you're doing. Give out your website for us one more time for our audience.
Yeah, it's 1776foreverfree.com. You can follow me on Instagram, DRCORDIE Williams, or you can go to Dr. Cordy, DRCORDIE Williams.com and get access to all those links as well. But we'd love your contributions and fill out a volunteer application. They're on the contact section. And, we're always looking for volunteers around the country that want to lean in.
Well, that's fantastic. You're providing real leadership that's necessary in this space. So folks, it's Dr. Cordy Williams here. He just gave you the website. Do your best to support this man. He's a young, energetic patriot who's got the right mind and the right heart to help take our country back. And he's working in a state, California, that is on the verge of being lost to communism if we don't fight back peacefully, of course. So thank you for joining me today, Cordy. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Well, Mike, I'm honored. God bless you for what you're doing and Semper Fi, brother.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right.